We're going to continue on with the series that I call the Questions About Heaven. Over 30 years of ministry, I've been asked a lot of questions about heaven, and I'm trying to answer these. Now, these are not my opinions. I look at the scripture. Now, a lot of people have opinions about heaven, and I've said this week after week, and that's wonderful. You may be right. But if you can't prove it by scripture, it's just an opinion. But if you can prove it by scripture, then it becomes fact about what is heaven going to be all about. Now, a lot of questions that I've gotten over the years is, we're going to be there for how long are we going to be there?
Eternity.
Well, that's a long time, isn't it? Well, what are we going to do? Forever, ever, ever, and ever, and ever, and ever. What are we going to do? Well, and that's part of it. You know, we're going to pray some more, but there may be some other things that we're going to be doing. But just what, is it going to be boring up there? Have any of you ever been bored? Yeah. Like during when I'm preaching, I mean, you know, that kind of bored. Oh, you got caught, didn't you? Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to answer this question. Who would be bored up there? Let's just look at some of these questions to see how we answer. All right, Brother Larry, we're ready for the first one. Will we work in heaven? Now, some of you, you know, you've been working all your lives. And we use words like, we're going to be resting in heaven. It's going to be peaceful in heaven. But this word here, I've been asked many times, will we work heaven? Well, let's look at it and see. All right, Brother Larry. Jesus is speaking. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful. And believe me, this is what every Christian person wants to hear. Okay? Well done, thy good, how you act, how you talk, where you go, and faithful. How faithful and who you're faithful to. Faithful to the Lord, faithful to the church, faithful to tithing, faithful to being a Christian day in and day out. Two parts here, all right? Two parts. You don't get well done unless the good and the faithful follow it. With me so far, say amen. You want to hear well done. But let me say this. I don't know that everybody's going to hear this phrase. Didn't mean that you're going to be out of heaven, but I want to hear well done, thy good. And let me tell you why good and faithful mean a lot to me. It's because that's exactly what Jesus was. Are you with me? He was good, Kevin, and he was faithful. He was good to me. He was faithful to me. He was good, so much good to me, that he went to the cross, and so faithful that he went to the cross for me. That if I believe in him, I can be saved through this eternity that we're talking about. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou has been faithful over a few things. How faithful are we? Really? I mean, are we faithful in coming to church? Faithful in coming to Sunday school? Faithful in calling people who may be in need? Faithful in sending a card when someone's in need? Are we faithful to be there for someone to help them if they're in need? How faithful are we? But if you're faithful over a few things, look what's going to happen. I will make thee, what's this word say?
Ruler.
Ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy. Now here's the difference. Work on earth, ain't a whole lot of joy in that. I mean, some people say, yeah, I like my job and whatever, yeah. But if they don't pay you, see how much you like it. What you like is the money. That's what you like. Now, it's good to respect the people you're around, and it's good if you can wake up and not dread going into work. That's a good thing. But you know you work for a living. Okay? If they stop paying you, then it's, I may not like it as much. Is that true? Make sure, don't it? This means yes. Okay. All right? That means yes. All right.
And I write it today. As long as Kroger pays you, it's the best company on the face of the earth.
They stop paying me, it'll be the last thing they see.
That's right. That's right. Let's give her a hand of applause, to be honest. Okay. Now, Kevin, you'll show up whether they pay you or not. He don't know where he don't care about the money. All right. It says, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy. This ruler over many things, you're going to do it with joy. What's that mean? I've told you that during the millennial time, that's a 1,000-year reign. We just got through with this amazing study in the book of Revelation. And all of this is on the internet. You can go and listen from day one all the way through all 22 chapters of Revelation. But when we got to the part of the millennium, that's 1,000 years. And we all know those of us who are in the rapture of the church. We're in new spiritual bodies. And so, you know, we are in a perfect situation, perfect body, no sin, praising the Lord. But during that millennial time, I think this means that those of us who were good, faithful servants, you're going to be the boss during the millennial time. I don't care what I'm the boss over. It could be the horses. It could be the old retired nurses. I don't care who I'm the boss over. But if you're good and faithful, you're going to be not the boss, but you're going to work for the boss. I mean, how good is that going to be to work for the boss, the head honcho? Jesus Christ, CEO, you're going to be right under him, and you're going to help him rule the people during that millennial period of time. I think that's neat. I don't know what kind of a job I'm going to have. The more faithful I am down here, the bigger the job I'm going to have down there. And I don't know what it's going to pay. Don't need to pay anything because I don't need anything. I mean, why do you need a paycheck for anyway? Because you got what? Bills. You owe house payment, car payment, LG&E, insurance, food, you name it, money cost. You gotta spend it. You gotta have it. So that's why. Well, you ain't gonna have, you know, you're not gonna need Medicare up there. You're not gonna need retirement up there. You're not gonna need the government up there. You're not gonna need medical care up there. You're not going to need anything up there because Jesus is going to take care of all of it. You're talking about a benefit package you're going to have up there. Give the Lord a hand of applause in the second. So am I going to be working up there? Yes, you are. But you're going to be working for Jesus, and what a great job that will be. All right, Brother Larry, let's go to the next question. Will we ever be bored in heaven? Now, I know that seems maybe on the surface a little bit of a silly question. But forever and ever in eternity and forever and forever and forever, you think at some point in time it's going to get old. Let's see what the Word of God says. All right, Brother Larry. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11 says, Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures for what? Man, that's neat, isn't it? Look what that says. The path of life, all the way through eternity, Jesus is just going to continue to give me the path. I'm not going to have to make choices. I'm not going to be able to make the wrong choice. He's going to lay the path perfectly clear. Yet Satan cannot disrupt that path. We may be on the path now, but old Satan likes to trip us. Likes to come along, make life miserable, come along and just throw things at us. This path, we're going to worry about Satan no more. Because it's going to be clear. And in thy presence, the fullness of joy. Fullness of joy means day in, day out. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. Forevermore, there's going to be joy. There's not going to be a good day and a bad day. You're not going to ever be in a bad mood. Can you believe that? No one's going to be in a bad mood. Look at you. George will never be in a bad mood again.
feel like. I don't know, but I mean, you know. The fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures. Not only is it going to be joy, we're going to have fun. It's going to be fun every day. Every day, it's going to be great. Are you with me? Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. Now, good question. What kind of fellowship will we have with Christ and each other in heaven? Mainly Christ. All right, let's look and see what it says. Now, I use these verses a lot at a Christian funeral. I've told you this over and over again. This is some of the greatest scripture on the planet.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Oh yeah. Mansions. Actually, the Greek word is many rooms. But I've always said, I'm glad they put this, if God builds a room, I call it a mansion.
Amen.
But does that make sense to you? Okay? If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. I say this phrase all the time. Heaven is a prepared place for what? Prepared people. It is made by the hands of God for you if you know Jesus. It is a prepared place for prepared people. Now, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Oh, yes, he is. And receive you unto myself to where I am, that where I am, there you will be also. There will never be a day once I leave this planet that I've never seen Jesus. I will see him every day. I will hear his voice. I will see his face. For the rest of eternity, I will be with Jesus every day. That's the kind of fellowship we're going to have. How great is that going to be? To be with Jesus every day. Now, people ask me questions all the time. Now, this is going to be more of an opinion. And I'm going to say this right up front so that the internet world hears me as well. The fellowship that we're going to have with each other, what's that going to be like? Number one, and what a blessing this is going to be. In heaven, everybody's going to be in love with each other. Isn't that great? Huh? We're not going to care the color of your skin, what religion you are, what part of the world you come from. We will all love each other through the blessedness of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Question number two, I'm asked this all the time. Will I know my children? Will I know my wife? Will I know my parents? I don't tell how many times I've been asked this. Everybody with me so far? Say amen. I don't know, but here's how I answer it. The Bible is not specific on the fact of the relationships. If everybody's going to be in love with each other up there. On this earth, there are several people, I'm just going to be honest with you, that I love more than others. My wife's at the top of the list. My children are at the top of the list. My parents are at the top of the list. My in-laws is at the top of the list. And I love you too, but they're at the top of the list. There's not going to be any list in heaven. I'm not going to love her more than I'm going to love George. Because we're all there together. We're all one big happy family. If that's the case, it would say to me that we're not going to be husbands and wives and parents and children, because we would, that's all we'd ever want to be around, isn't it?
You know, I just want to be around my family. I wouldn't want to go be with Moses or Noah or anybody else or any of you. Now, all of our families are going to be in heaven. Now, let's just get real, real here. And if you knew you had a parent, a child, a husband, a brother, or sister that wasn't there, how in the world would you be happy for them? Wouldn't you be sad? Wouldn't you be depressed? What's your view? You get where I'm going here? I mean, this is the way I see it. I'm not going to have any worries in heaven. And if I have a child to worry about, if I have a parent to worry about, it's not going to be heaven for me. Because Jesus is going to take care of that. That make sense? Everybody with me? That's just the way I see it. We're going to have fellowship with everyone. Everyone. We're going to be in love. We're going to work as a team, and we're going to be in some of the greatest atmospheres we've ever seen. There's not going to be any war, any discontentment, any disagreement, any fighting. Nothing. Nothing. It's all going to be something. We're going to be there by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what heaven's all about. Bill Moore, I have a problem. Would you stand with me, please? There will be a child and there will be eyes closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, how great is your love. How great is your grace. How great is your mercy. Father, there is no one within the sound of my voice that need your mercy this hour. Father, we just pray for God's people. Satan is in an all-time battle with God's people. It seems like with some people he can be winning, but Satan's not going to win the victory. The victory is with God's people who keep their eyes on Jesus, come to his house, are good and faithful to him. Victory will be ours. Father, bless these moments. To those who need a quiet time at this altar, to those who may want me to pray for them, there may be someone here, Father, who truly has never accepted you as Lord and Savior. All you've got to do is come and say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. I want to believe in Jesus. Let me have a word of prayer with you, and your life will be changed for eternity. For eternity. Father, may your grace abound today. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, as Larry begins to play, would you come in the name of Jesus.